This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki vows to resolve problems related to health insurance scheme despite resource crisis. President Ramchandra Poudal returns home completing 4 days official visit to Japan. Visit expected to bolster bilateral relations and contribute to expand cooperation. Election Commission mandates bank accounts for campaign spending to ensure transparency. Commission signs MOU with TikTok to ensure clean digital environment for upcoming polls. And US-Iran nuclear talks set for Oman on Friday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing the challenges facing Nepal's health insurance scheme, pleading to ensure financial resources for its continuation. Speaking at a discussion on the health insurance program at the office of the Prime Minister yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government would continue the service despite the ongoing financial crisis. Emphasizing on the need to implement a one-door system, strengthen regulation and immediately assure required resources, the Prime Minister clarified that the health insurance program should be sustained even if it requires borrowing or managing alternative financial resources. President Ramchandra Poudal has returned home yesterday after completing his official visit to Japan. Vice President Ramshahaya Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, ministers and heads of the security agencies welcomed the President at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport, where a contingent of the Nepali Army accorded him a guard of honour. President Poudal led a Nepali delegation to Japan at the invitation of the Japanese government to attend a special ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of Nepal-Japan diplomatic relations on February 1. He was accompanied by his spouse Sabita Poudal. According to the information shared by Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, the four-day visit has strengthened bilateral relations and is expected to further expand cooperation between the two countries. During his stay, President Poudal paid a courtesy call on the Japanese Emperor, while the Japanese Prime Minister and the State Minister for Foreign Affairs separately called on him. The meetings focused on enhancing mutual relations, harmony and cooperation. The President also addressed a program of Japanese business persons urging them to invest in Nepal. The Election Commission has introduced the Election Campaign Bank Account Operation and Management Procedures 2082 to promote transparency in election spending by political parties and candidates. Under the new rules, all campaign income and expenditures during the general election must be carried out through the banking system. The provision applies to registered political parties, candidates contesting under both the proportional representation and first-past-the-post systems, as well as the independent candidates. The procedure has been implemented in line with the Election Commission Act, the Election Code of Conduct and directives of Nepal Rashtra Bank. Political parties must obtain a recommendation from the Election Commission Secretariat to open campaign bank accounts while candidates require recommendations from the respective district election offices. According to the Commission, campaign accounts can be opened only in designated banks and financial institutions, as the move aims to discourage cash transactions, ensure clear financial records, and support effective monitoring and post-election audits. In the meantime, the Election Commission has exchanged a memorandum of understanding MOU with the representatives of TikTok at the Commission office yesterday. Addressing the program, the officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said a historic agreement was signed and it would be instrumental in creating a clean digital atmosphere for the upcoming House of Representatives election. He also added that activities are underway in a planned manner to prevent possible misuse of technology in the upcoming polls. On the occasion, Commission joined Secretary and Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai and Head of Public Policy and Government Relations at TikTok, Fedros Almothakin, exchanged the MOU. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Khanal has assured that the upcoming House of Representatives election will not face any financial constraints. Speaking to government officials at the district headquarters yesterday, Minister Khanal instructed concerned officers to proceed with preparations for the March 5 election without worrying about funding. He said the government is committed to ensuring the election is held in a free, fair and peaceful manner in coordination with all political parties. District officials briefed the finance minister on election preparations, including voting center management, security deployment and voter details. Newly appointed Sri Lankan ambassador to Nepal Ruwanthi Dalpitiya paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, in the meeting bilateral relations and issues of mutual interest were discussed. Prime Minister Karki also congratulated the newly appointed ambassador and wished her a successful term. The Department of Commerce, Supplies and Consumer Protection has directed producers, importers and distributors to stop sudden and unjustified price hikes on daily consumer goods. In a statement issued yesterday, the department urged major producers and sellers of food grains, edible oil, cooking gas and staple rice to provide goods without taking unfair profits and to ease the burden on consumers. The move comes after complaints from consumers and media reports of unnatural price increases and shortages. The department said it is monitoring the market closely to ensure compliance and protect consumers' rights under the Consumer Protection Act and regulations. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Madhav Prasad Chaulagai has stressed that Kathmandu's urban planning must carefully consider its historical, cultural and ecological identity with a strong focus on sustainable development. Speaking at a seminar on the Kathmandu Valley Urban Transport Master Plan, the minister emphasized the need for safe, inclusive and sustainable transport, noting that Kathmandu requires a special approach due to its unique blend of ancient heritage and modern life. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has confirmed that Iran and the United States are set to hold nuclear talks in Oman on Friday. According to the Al Jazeera, Araghchi thanked Oman for arranging the talks, which come after earlier reports suggested disagreements over the meeting's format and location. The Washington has confirmed its participation with the venue moved from Turkey to Oman. Mediators from Qatar, Turkey and Egypt have presented a framework for discussion, including Iran's commitments on uranium enrichment, ballistic missiles and regional activities. U.S. officials say they also plan to raise concerns regarding Iran's support for proxy networks and domestic human rights issues. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty in a few places of the Tarai region and mainly fair in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki vows to resolve problems related to health insurance scheme despite resource crisis. President Ramchandra Powdal returns home, completing 4 days official visit to Japan, visit expected to bolster bilateral relations and contribute to expand cooperation. Election Commission mandates bank accounts for campaign spending to ensure transparency. Commission signs MOU with TikTok to ensure clean digital environment for upcoming polls. And US-Iran nuclear talks set for Oman on Friday. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.